Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Beis. We are on Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis on the bottom line. Amale Ravina L'Ravashi. So Ravina says to Ravashi, Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that? Say what? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that we hold like Rabbi Shimon held that there's no Isser of carrying items from one chatzar to another chatzar, from a chatzar to a roof to a carpet. There's no Isser as long as the kalim were in the public space when Shabbos began. No Isser. What you can't do is you can't bring kalim from your house out into these places. But if they're in the public place, they're already in the chatzar. So my lawn chair's already out this. I want to bring it to the other chatzar, I'm allowed to do that. That's what Reb Shimon held. That there was a machlokas within Reb Shimon's pshita. Does that mean, what if one chatzar made an eruv with each other, and the other chatzar didn't make an eruv? So then, does Reb Shimon allow you to bring it then? Rav said no. If the different places made an eruv, then you can't schlep it from one place to the other place. And Reb Yochanan said, even if you made an eruv, you could still do it. Even if you made an eruv, so chatzar one made an eruv. Chatzar two didn't make an eruv. Now I want to go visit my friend in chatzar two, I want to bring my lawn chair and sit outside with him. I can't do it. Why? Because we made an eruv, they didn't make an eruv. That's a quirk, a detail in Reb Shimon Shita. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, the halach is like Rabbi Shimon, right? Even if the chatzar made an eruv. Okay? Got that? Is that really true? Says the Gemara. Says Ravina to Ravashi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that? Rabbi Yochanan said, halacha k'stam mishna. Rabbi Yochanan throughout Shas always says, I hold like k'stam mishnas. Why? Because the consensus, if Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi made a mishnah stam, without attributing it to anybody, chances are, it's because that was the consensus opinion. That was the opinion. So why should I say, and this one says it, and this one also says it, and this one also says it. Everyone said it. So he left it stam. So, halacha k'stam mishnah. And there's a stam mishnah back in Ayin Vav, that says, kosel shebein shtei chatzeros, if there's a kosel between two walls, kosel between two chatzers, gavoh asara, 10 tvachim tall, v'rachav arba, and 4 tvachim wide, ma'arvin shnayim ve'ebar v'nachad. You cannot make one air between these two chatzers. Why? There's a wall separating them. How can you make an air combined two chatzers? That's not the kasha yet. How your rosho peros, if the top of it was peros, on top, you left stuff on top of the wall. Elu olin mikan v'ochlin, ve'elu olin mikan v'ochlin. Chatzar Aleph can go up there and eat the peros. Chatzar Beis can go up there and eat the peros. Ubavaj lo yuidu lamata. But you can't bring them back down. And where's the kasha? So Rashi says as follows, in the second line on top of, the second line of Rashi. What did the Mishnah say? There's a wall that's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide. I am not allowed to go up to the top of the wall, take my apples, and then bring them down to the bottom of my chatzar. I'm not allowed to do that. I could eat the apples up there, but I can't take them down. That's what the Mishnah said. Stam Mishnah. Says Rashi, Alma, you see from here, Asur lahotzi mechatzar lechaverta. You're not allowed to bring something from one chatzar to another chatzar. I read this Rashi. Like, what's Rashi talking about? What's Rashi talking about? So the Masifta explains the top of the wall is a chatzar. It's its own chatzar. Otherwise, Rashi doesn't make any sense. It's its own chatzar. Says Rabbi Yochanan, says the Mishnah, you're not going to bring the apples from that chatzar to your chatzar down below. Not allowed to do that. So what do you see? Right? Rashi continues.
Why not?
Exactly. If you made an eruv down below, then I understand why it's usher, right? I made an eruv down below. There's no eruv on top of the wall. So how can I bring something from the apples on the top of the wall down into my chatzah where there's an eruv? That I understand. What are you going to say? Rabbi Yochanan says you don't even have it. Even if you don't have it, even if you have an eruv, it doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Shimon still allows you to do it. Even if you have an eruv, you can do it. So why can't you do this? Why can't I take the apples from the top of the wall and bring them down into my chatzar? Why not?
Didn't we say yesterday that when you don't hold Rosh Hashanah, it looks like you're going to come to do it in Rosh Hashanah?
So we're going to give a similar answer. We're going to give a similar answer how we're going to get out of this. We're going to give a very similar answer. See the question? Rabbi Yochanan said, I hold like Rabbi Shimon. And I hold like Rabbi Shimon that even if there's an heir of me, you can still carry from one rishus, one chatzar to another chatzar. Second, the Mishnah said you can't bring it from down from the, on top of the wall, which is a chatzar, down below, which is another chatzar. If you made an heir of, okay, you made an heir of. But you didn't make an heir of, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? So, my lamata. What does it mean down below? It means lamata labatim. Ah, you can't bring it into the house. That's what it means. You can't bring it into your house. Of course you can bring it down to the chatzar. Why not? What it means is you can't bring it into your house. That answers the question. Same idea. If I allow you to bring it down from the top of there, I'm going to bring it into my house. That's what it means you can't bring it down. Into the house you can't bring it. So Gemara says that's not what it says. Right? For Tani Rebchia taught, Ubavad shelo yehe zeh omed b'mkom ova ochel v'zeh omed b'mkom ova ochel. But Rebchia taught that brisa, Rebchia was the teacher of all brises, he taught that brisa meant you can't even stay in your chatzar and eat the apples. Not bring it to your house. That's not the issue. According to Rabbi Yochanan, why would that be a problem? So, Amalei, v'chi Rebbe lo shana. Well, didn't Rebbe learn this brisa also? This mission of this brisa? Rebchia menayin lo. And where did Rebchia get that from? In other words, Rashi explains, Menayin lo zehapirish. How do you know that's the right pshat? Lo'olam, lamata destam, Rebbe, v'masnisa debatim kamar. Really, a man into the house. Shelo yered mirosh hakosav yalech lebeiso. The issue is, I'm afraid you're going to go take it down from the wall and bring it into your house. I, Reb Chiya, said you're not going to bring it into the house. Reb Chiya is very nice. He can learn the pshat however he wants. I'm not bound by his pshat. I say the fear is I'm going to take it down from the top of the wall, bring it into my chatzar, then bring it into my house. That's going from a chatzar to a rishus, a real rishus yachid. That's a problem. I, Reb Chiya, said it's not the issue. Okay, it's good for Reb Chiya. Okay, good. So far, so good. Itmar, shtei chatzeros. You have two chatzars. It's also very hard. The churva achas b'neihem. And there's a churva in between the two chatzars. Chatzar, churva, chatzar. Achas irva, the achas lo irva. One chatzar made an eruv, and one chatzar didn't make an eruv. Okay? Rav Huna, so Rav Huna says like this, Nostin osa lezu shelo irva. We will give this ruin to the chatzar that didn't make the Erev. We'll say that the chatzar that didn't make the Erev has authority, has control over this ruin in between the two of them. Why? V'lo avos l'sha erva, lo. But we're not going to give the authority over this ruin to the chatzar that made an Erev. We're going to give it to the one that didn't make an Erev. Why? And it's the exact same reason as above. Dilma, I'll tell you why. Because if they made an Erev, that means that they're taking things out of their house and bringing it into the chatzar, because they made an Erev. Now we're afraid, if we allow them to have the ruin too, they're going to bring things from their house to the chatzar, to the ruin. Right? Dilma, asila fuke, money debatim lechorva. They're going to bring things from their house into the chorva. There's no erev there. Says Rashi. Amar Rav Huna nostin lechorva lazu shlo erva. Lahotzi es kalim sebebeso bechatzar. You want to take kalim out of your house into the chatzar? Can you do that? Well, if there's an erev in your chatzar, then you can do it. If there's no erev in your chatzar, you can't do it. Right? The halo shchichi ba money debatim hoel velo irva. Since in the chatzar you didn't make an eruv, they didn't make an eruv. Chances are there's very few kalim out in the street, out in the chatzar. Why? Nobody made an eruv. So you can't carry out in the chatzar. Not allowed to carry out in the chatzar. So where's all my kalim? In my house. Right? So there's no chashash that I'm going to take kalim out of my house, into my chatzar, which I can't do anyway because I didn't make an eruv, and then from there into the chorva. No chashash. Why? No eruv. Aval l'she'irva, but if I made an eruv, lo. Then I don't get this chatzar, this chorva space. Why not? Derav Huna Talmid Deravhu. Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav, to Amar who said, Halacha Kerb Shimon below Irvu, Aval Irvu low. If you made an Irv, you're not allowed to. So according to Rav, and Irvuna holds like it's Rebbe Rav, you're not allowed to bring Kalim from a Chatzar to a ruin. And since, it's counterintuitive, since there's an Erev in this area, people are bringing Kalim in and out. A lot of traffic. When there's no Erev, there's no traffic. Nothing to do. No Erev. Here's a lot of traffic because it's made an Erev. So I can bring Kalim from my house into my Chatzar. Can I bring it out to the Churva? Not allowed to do that. Why not? What? That's not why. There is an Erev. There is an Erev here in the Chatzar. Why can't I bring the Kalim from my house to the Chatzar, then to the Churva? There's not allowed to transfer from one Rishos with an Erev to another Rishos that doesn't have an Erev. Not allowed to do that. But in the other Chatzar, there is no Erev. If there's no Erev, then everybody holds like a Shimon. You're allowed to transfer from one Chatzar to a Churva. We're afraid you're going to take them out of your house? I'm not afraid of that at all. There's no Erev. And therefore, it's mutter. Therefore, Rav Huna said, if you have a case like this, Chatzar, Churva, Chatzar, I will allow the Chatzar that doesn't have an Erev to get the Churva. Because there's no downside. The Chatzar that has the Erev, I'm not going to allow it. Okay? That makes, you got that? So if you want, I'll say it again.
No, I got it. Okay. Somebody's going to have traffic there.
In order to have traffic, you have to make an Eruv.
Right.
So once you make an Eruv, now you can't carry to another place.
So the house with the Eruv.
The Chatzar with the Eruv.
We're not allowing them to carry anything?
No, they can carry anything. What do you mean? They have an Eruv.
Right, but
only within their Chatzar.
They're not allowed to bring it into the ruin.
Exactly. They're not allowed to bring it into the ruin. Why not?
Because then they might come to bring
take it from the house. Right. And Rav holds like Rav, who said you can't do that. But if there's no Erev, you can't bring anything out of your house anyway. No Erev. That's Aleph Beis. We're so like deep into Erev, and we've got the Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis is, you have to have an Erev. You don't have an Erev, you can't bring anything out of your house into your Chatzar. So what do you have in your Chatzar? You have a lawn chair. So you want to bring that from your Chatzar into the ruin? So why not? Rav Shimon said you could do that. Now, that's what Rav Huna taught about this case. Chia bar Rav Amar, af l'sheirva. What do you mean? Even the chatzar that made an eruv, can what? Sounds like even the chatzar that made an eruv, they can also use the ruin. Right? So it sounds like af l'sheirva. Even the chatzar that made an Erev, v'shtei and Masuros, both can't use it. The chatzar that made an Erev can't use the ruin, and the chatzar that didn't make an Erev can't use the ruin. You hear that? They both can't use it. Why can't they both use it? Right? Why can't they both use it? Because he's machmir. Right? He's machmir. Okay? V'shtei and Masuros, they're both chatzar. Now, for Imtim Salom Ashtay and Mutaros, maybe he meant to say they're both mutter. Whether it has an Erev or it doesn't have an Erev, they're both mutter. Mibnei Ma Ein Nosten Chatzar Shlo Irva LaChatzar Shlo Irva. So why would you Mibnei Ma Ein Nosten Chatzar Shlo Irva LaChatzar Shlo Irva? If that's the case, that they're both mutter, then why in a situation where there are two chatzars next to each other, forget the ruin in the middle, two chatzars next to each other, one made an Eruv, one didn't make an Eruv, why can't they carry back and forth? If I'm allowing it by a ruin, why won't I allow it by a regular two chatzars next to each other? Why not?
I can't believe he's asking my question.
What?
I can't believe that's how the priest is asking my question.
Right? If I allow it by a ruin, he said, what happens if you chatzar, ruin chatzar? So Rav Huna said, only the chatzar that doesn't have an Eruv can carry into the ruin. But the chatzar that does have an Eruv can carry into the ruin. Says Rav Chia bar Rav, no! In both places, you can't carry into the ruin. Both chatzars not. You want to tell you both chatzars yes? So he says, V'amarta Ve'it vim Torah shtei mutaros. Both chatzers, yes. So they matni nosin chatzer shleva, the chatzer sherva. Why are you not allowed to carry from a chatzer she lo irva to a chatzer she irva? Why not? Look at Rashi. Vim tomar. B'masha shamati. I heard that you said af l'she'irva, even a chatzer that made an eruv, lahatir ka'amar abba, the shtei mutaros. That my father said they're both mutar. V'lo gazar ela abba be'irva mishamani debatim. He didn't make that gzira. I'm afraid if I allow you to carry from one chatzer into the churva, you'll carry from your house into the churva. I'm not afraid of that gzira. No one's going to do that. Everybody knows, everybody learned tafyomi, nobody's going to do that. Kashali, b'milsa da'abba, da'amala el, halacha k'rab shimon, da'alacha zakab shimon, but only when, v'hu, shalo irvu. Only if they didn't make an eruv. Arvel irvu lo. But if they made an eruv, no. But they may know, then chatzah shalirvu, l'chatzah shirvu. I feel it's a shirvu. Why not? Tikanes kila l'basa chaverta v'atotiyam. Why can't I carry from my chatzah to his chatzah? Reb Shimon said, you can carry from chatzah to chatzah. Comes along Rav, only if you didn't make an eruv. But if one side made an eruv, you can't do it. Why not? Why not? Halo gaza rav b'churva. There's no gzer by a churva, so why is there a gzer by two regular side-by-side chatzers? Why? Again, if you have two chatzers next to each other, Reb Shimon in the Mishnah said, you can carry from chatzer aleph to chatzer beis. No problem. Comes along rav, that's only true. It's only true if both of them didn't make an eruv. But if one made, or both did maybe. But if one made an Eruv, one made and didn't make an Eruv, then you can't. That's what Rav said. Right? Now, Chia Bar Rav says, now what about the case of the Ruin? What about the case of the Ruin? Chatzar, Ruin, Chatzar. So Rav Huna said, in the name of Rav, well, Rav was his Rebbe, so Rav Huna said, no, in the Chatzar that didn't make an Eruv, that's where you can carry into the Chorva. Why? Didn't make an Eruv. Reb Shimon holds you a lot of care from one chatzah to another chatzah. But if you did make an eruv, they can't. Why not? Because we're afraid they're going to carry from their house. Chia Bar Rav comes along, it's Rav's son. Chia Bar Rav comes along and says, no, my father said they're both aser. Because if they're both mutter, then my father's sheet, that makes no sense. Why wouldn't he allow, according to Reb Shimon, carry from one chatzah to another chatzah? Why not? If you can carry from a chatzah to a ruin, why can't you carry from a chatzah to a chatzah? They must both be usher. Why are they different?
Because the ruins are a place to
live. Ah, so my answer is no, totally different things. You can't compare the two cases. What am I comparing? I'm comparing a case of two next door neighbor chatzers to a case of the ruin in the middle. Can't compare. Hasam, over there, by a chatzer, two chatzers. Kiven de mintari mani debatim, b'chatzer asilafuke. Since in a chatzer you guard it, and you care about your chatzer, and you care about your possessions, and you lock the gate at night, there's a chashash, I'm going to take it out of my house, and bring it to the chatzer, and then once I'm in this chatzer, I'll bring it to another chatzer. That's a problem. Taking it from the house. No one said you could do that. That's why when there are two chatzers next to each other, unless they didn't make eruvs, unless they made eruvs, you cannot carry from one chatzer to another chatzer. Simple. Hacha, but over here, b'churva, given the lamentary money. Who guards, who keeps stuff in a churva? Nobody does that. It's hefker, really. Therefore, the chatzer, the churva, lavasi lafuki. No one's really going to do it. So therefore, it's mutter. Ikada amri, others say the opposite. Chiyabar rav amar, afla she'irva, even if you made neiriv, v'shtein mutaros. They're both mutter. V'im tam v'shtein mutsuros. They want to both be aser, lefisha ein nosin chatzah shalirva, lechatzah she'irva, because you're not allowed to transfer from one chatzah to another chatzah. Hasam, that's because, given the matchi mani debatim. Since in one chatzah to another chatzah next door to each other, you're very careful to guard your stuff. Therefore, lo shari be rabbanan, lasalafuke. The rabbanan said you can't do it. Ava b'churva, but in a churva, lo mintari, nobody guards their stuff in a churva, because it's hefka really. And therefore, the chum allowed you to take the kalim, that were in the chatzer to another chatzer, and we're not a choshish, you're going to bring it out of your house because you're not living in somewhere where it's not guarded. That ends the Gemara. Good? Okay. Now, the next Mishnah is the case that we danced around 50 times in this Masechta, and on Daf Tzadik Beis, it actually appears in the Mishnah. And it says like this, Gag Gadol, Samoch Legag Katan, If a Gag Gadol is next to a Gag Katan, right? You have the wider one and then a skinnier one. So, HaGadol Mutter VaHaKatan Aser. The large one is Mutter to carry in there, and the small one is Aser to carry in there. Right? Rashi says, look at the first Rashi on the Mishnah. HaGadol Mutter LaHachnis Lo Keli HaBayis Shalamata. You're going to bring a Keli from your house, from down below, in your house. V'ein B'nei Katan Oser Nalav. The B'nai Katan cannot aser that. Okay? Now, what would it mean to aser? Because we have a rule that when two areas are next to each other, and you don't fix the area in some way, an area of a something, a wall, then they aser each other. Because we're afraid if we allow that, then people might think, oh, there's no such thing as hilchas carrying, because look at this, I'm carrying from this chatzar to that chatzar. So if there's a big chatzar and a small chatzar, not an issue. It's not an issue if you live in the big chatzar. But if you live in the small chatzar, it is an issue. Why? What's the difference? Dolagabe gadol. Because according to the big chatzar, if I'm standing in the big chatzar, I'm looking into the little chatzar, what are I really looking at? I'm looking at an entranceway. Because the big chatzar has the two sides. So when I look into the little chatzar, I'm looking at an entranceway. Hach pirtza pesachu. The shari be gefufe. Gefufe means the ends. The ends are sticking out. I'm looking into the little chatzar, and I got myself a doorway. Ukigon, the ain pirtz yosem yeser. It can't be bigger than 10 amos. Avol katan otzel olahotzi kli abayit. But the little chutzer cannot take kalim out of their house. You know why? Because the gavi gadol aser alayhu. Because the big chutzer asers them to do that. The nifrats lo b'miluo. Because the little chutzer has a wall open into the big chutzer. So therefore, from the perspective of the little chutzer, it's as if it's one big chutzer. And therefore there's no eruv. So therefore they can't carry. Everyone agrees to this. Afilu Reb Meir, even Reb Meir, who said that gags, all gags are equal, lo amar gagan rishus achas el kelim shavsu b'tzochon. Reb Meir only said that for kelim that already existed outside on the roofs. Aval b'kelim shavsu b'bayis lo, he never said such a thing. Fine. Okay, that's case number one. Now case number two is the exact same case with the chatzar. Chatzar gedola, shenifrat l'chatzar katana. A big chatzar that goes into a little chatzar. Gedola muteris, gedola's mutter, fekatana asura, and the small ones aser. Mibnei shu kepitzcha shel gedola. All it is the entrance of the big chutzner. Without a pitch, you're not going to know what's flying here. Well, unless you remember it.
It does.
Correct. Now the Gemara asks. Now the Gemara asks Mati's question from Shabbos, which is, lama lelemisni tarti. What if I say the same halacha twice? One's by a chutzah, one's by a roof. It's the same halacha. I say it twice. So, l'rav, according to Rav, katani gag, dumi de chutzah. A gag was written, because it's just like a chutzah, according to Rav. Ma chutzah minkara mechitzta. Just like a chutzah. You could see the mechitzas. What does it mean, you could see the mechitzas? I have a house, and you live next door to me. My house doesn't go into your house. Your house doesn't go. I have a wall that separates my house from your house, even if it's a party wall. We live in detached houses. You have that in Brooklyn. Even still, you can't go into my house to your house. It's separate houses. Right? So too, Afgad Nami, Minkara Mechitzta. So too, the roofs have to have some kind of demarcation. That's what we said on Shabbos. You can't just go from one house, one roof, to another roof without some demarcation. You can't say fake demarcations, good asik. Because there's no even demarcation to even allow that. I have a flat roof and you have a flat roof. If I'm on a helicopter looking down, it looks like one massive roof. So what's the heter to, how can you say good asik? The roof extends, the wall extends up. There's nothing from where to extend. Said, that's according to Rav why there are two cases. To let you know they both have to be the same. Just like in a chutz, you have real walls. So in the roof, you don't have to have real walls. You can have imaginary walls. But there has to be something there to start the wall that you can make it imaginary. A one amma, something that separates the two roofs. Otherwise, it's not going to work. And Shmuel, Gag Dumi de Chatzar. Ma Chatzar de Kadarsi Barabim. Just like a Chatzar, people go in there. Afgad Nami de Kadarsi Barabim. So to the roof, we're talking about. We're talking about if people use both roofs and they walk back and forth, then you can't say good asik. He would say good asik without a demarcation. He doesn't care. But you can't say good asik when people are walking back and forth from one roof to the other roof. You can't say that. You can't make an imaginary wall here and everyone just walks through the wall. You can't say that. Therefore, just like down below, the small chatzar is aser, the big chatzar is mutter, so too on the roof. The small roof is aser, and the big roof is mutter. Good asik. You can't say good asik, people use it. You can't say that. Okay?
If there was good asik, could you use the smaller part?
Yes.
If there was good asik.
In other words, if people they couldn't stand each other, they never visited them, they're in their own world, then Shmuel would say Nechanami. We say good asik, they have their own area, and they have their own area. But you can't say that if people use the roof. Okay, now the Gemara gets nice and hard. Yosef, now there's something called, there's an ether in the Torah called klayim, which means you're not allowed to plant something and grapes together. Not allowed to do that. You can't put anything next to each other. You can't put two of anything next to each other. How far away do they have to be? How far away does the two plants have to be? So it depends. If it's someone else's rishus, it could be right next to it, not right next to it. You're planting tomatoes. There's a wall separating our fields. You plant tomatoes. I plant grapes right up to the wall. I, underneath the ground, maybe they're mingling. Doesn't make a difference. Your property is tomatoes. My property is grapes. Nothing to do with each other. What about if it's my property? I'm my property. So you have to separate them, four amos, whatever the shear is. They have to be separated a certain amount. You can't plant them right next to each other. That's klayim. You can only get that heter if they're next to each other. If there's a wall separating your property and the other guy's property. What if there's no wall separating my property and his property, but different properties? I live here, you live there, you plant your tomatoes over there, and I'm going to plant what I want over here. There's no wall, but it's not your property. You have to separate them? No. Different properties. Right? What about a big chatzar and a little chatzar? So from the perspective of the big chatzar, it's two properties. I have my property, and they have their little property over there. From the perspective of the little chatzar, it's one property. So what's the story when it comes to klayim? Because it's the entranceway to the big chatzar.
Oh.
Right? So it's like one property. So, that's what we're going to be busy with now. Okay? Yosef Rav Rabba, Verb Zera, Verabba Bar Rav Chanan, V'yosef Abaya Gabayu, V'yosef Ika Amri, Shma Minami Masnisan. So you see from our Mishnah you see that the Yure Gedola Bikitana, that the people that live in the big chatzar have rights in the little chatzar, because it's really an entrance way to their chatzar. The Andiore Katana Bigadola. But the people that live in the little chatzar have no rights in the big chatzar. Good? Yeah. Ketad, what do you mean by that? I'll tell you what I mean. Gifanin Bigadola. If there are grapes being planted in the big chatzar, Asur Lizro as a Katana. You're not allowed to plant tomatoes in the little chatzar. Why not? Because it's one area, right? So Rashi says, the third to last line, Asur Lizro as a Katana, the Kiman Dahave Katana Kula Besoch Gedola Dami. It's as if the little chatzar and the big chatzar are really one area. One area. Vafilu marchik arba amos min hagafanim. Even if you're going to move it 4 amos away, you still can't. Why not? Shafilu besoch kedola mutala hachagulzroa hacha aser. Even though normally, says Rashi, the shear is 4 amos, it's like I plant my tomatoes, leave 4 amos of space, and then plant my grapes. Here it's different. Hacha haser, here it's different. Dekatani masnisen, but neishu kapischa shel gedola. What is the small chatzar like? It's like the entrance way of the big chatzar. Alma kula kichad pesach mashvile. The entire small chatzar is viewed as an entrance way to the big chatzar. Even if it's 20 tvachim away, 20 amos away, the big chatzar is massive, and the little chatzar is so small. The little chatzar is viewed as the entranceway of the big chatzar. And therefore, it's stuck. Therefore, you can't plant anything in the little chatzar. Nothing. Because it's really like as if it's right here. It's as if it's not 4 amos away. It doesn't, no, we just said, since the big chatzar looking into the small chatzar,
right. The
small chatzar doesn't aser it, doesn't matter who owns it. Halachically, the people in the big chatzar have rights in the little chatzar. Halachically, who really owns that property? I don't own it, you own it. But I live in the big one, you live in the little one, I have rights in your chatzar. What does that mean, I have rights in your chatzar? Chumra now, I can't plant tomatoes in your chatzar. Why? Because in my thing, grapes. It's 4 amos away. Yeah, but your whole chatzar is like the entrance of my chatzar. So you can't do it. You hear this? Gifanim mutarin. Now if I did this, the grapes are mutar. Did I skip something? Yeah, I'm sorry. Vimzera zaran asurin. If I did this, whatever I planted is usher. Gifanim mutarin. But the grapes are mutar. Why are the grapes mutar? Right? The grapes are mutter, complicated here. Why are the grapes mutter? So Rashi says in the Man of Aleph, the grapes are mutter, the ha'ein diyore katana, moslem begadola. Because the people that live in the small chatzar have no authority, no power over the big chatzar. So the seeds become usher, the grapes become mutter. The grapes stay mutter. There's a very long Rashi here, and he explains that the reason why the grapes stay mutter is because they were there first, and the Isser came afterwards by planting the seeds, the tomatoes, he backed up the grapes. But since it's a different, since it's a different person did it, different Rishus, in other words, I didn't plant, I live in the big chatzar, I planted grapes. You and the little chatzar went ahead and planted tomatoes. So you know what? Tomatoes are usser. Why are the tomatoes usher? Because they're considered next to the grapes. What about the grapes? They remain mutter. Why? So Rashi explains the Gemara Menachos that if I plant, let's say I go into your field without your permission, and next to your vineyard, and I start planting tomatoes. Do they usher your grapes? I have no permission to go into your field. Says the Gemara, you don't usher the grapes. Why not? What right do I have to go into your field and start planting them? I don't have to do that. Same thing over here. What right did the small chatzar have to go plant in tomatoes and ruin the big chatzar's grapes? Can't do that. So the grapes remain mutter. The grapes remain mutter. The tomatoes are usher. The grapes remain mutter. They were there first, and someone else came along and like breached their, you know, their privacy and planted the grapes stay mutter. Okay, the grapes stay mutter. Now, what about the other way around? Gifanim biktana, mutter lizor sakdola. But if you plant grapes in the little one, you're allowed to plant vegetables in the big one. Tomatoes in the big one. Why? They have nothing to do with each other. They have nothing to do with each other. Two separate places. Make sense? Makes perfect sense. Now, Isha Bigadola, let's say the woman standing in the big chatzar, the get biktana, and they throw the get into the little chatzar. She divorced? The Goreshes, she's divorced. Why? It's considered one chatzar. Isha biktana, but if she's in the little chatzar, the get bigdola, and the get's in the big chatzar, Eilim Gereshes, she's not divorced. Two different chatzars. Another case, listen to this one, for all the outdoor minyanim. Tzibur bigdola, the tzibur's in the big chatzar. Vishliach tzibur biktana, but they are davening for the others in the little chatzar. Yotzen dechalazo. That's good. It's considered one chatzar. But tzibur biktana, the Shliach Tzibur Bigdola, everyone's over there, and he's by himself in the big chatzar, in Yotzen Dechalasso. It's not a minion. It's not a minion. Why is it not a minion? They're not in the same place. Okay, I'll dive in here, five of us will dive in here, and then five of us will dive in across the street. You can't do that. Not in the same place. So this is complicated halachas, right? With yards, and very complicated. The Rav gave a shiur about it, actually, on Zoom, one of those nights. Very complicated halachas. But, you know, houses and yards breaking up the dominion, very complicated. Tisha b'gadola, v'yachid b'ktana, 9 are in one, and one's in another one. Mitzdarfin, it works. What about the other way around? Tisha b'gadola, I said that already. Tisha b'ktana, there are 9 people in the little chatzar. V'echad b'gadola, and one of the big chatzar ain't mitzdarfen. It doesn't combine. It's not a minyan. Why? They're not a different place. They're two different places. Two different places totally. It's very, very relevant in the outdoor minyanim on the configurations. More so in the street than in someone's yard. Someone's yard, you don't have an issue.
What's the difference between this case and the case before?
It's the same thing. Now, just giving the same examples. More examples.
When they're calling it Shliach Tzibur, when they're not.
One, because one was a Shliach Tzibur with 10, and one was 5 and 5. No, then the next case was 5 people in the big one and 5 people in the small one. Do you have a minion or not?
One is 10 and 1, and one is
5
and
5. No, one was 10 and 1, and one was 9 and 1.
Right.
Right. Tzoa Bigdola, what if you have Tzoa in the big one? Also, like what's Peshut Kirishon Bektana? You can't daven in the small one. Why? So they now daven with Tzoa, it's considered one big area. Tzoa Bektana, what the lift is Kirishon Bigdola. But if there's Tzoa in the big, little one, then you're allowed to daven in the big one, because they're not the same thing at all. Amulhu Abaya, this is a topic we're going to start now, we're going to go and finish it tomorrow. In Cain, if this is all true, Matzinu Mechitza La'asar. A Mechitza can asar. Interesting concept. Shelmale ein Mechitza, Marchik Dalar Amos Vizareya. You can just move 4 Amos away and then plant the other vegetables. Why is it asaring? It must be that the Mechitza itself, even though it's a Mechitza, between the big and the little, asars. Vilu hashta asura, and now it's asur. So the mechitza itself must asur. So amalei rab zeru labaya lo matzino mechitza v'lo matzino mechitza la asur. What's the big question? You don't find such a thing. V'hatnan, but we don't know our mishnah. Chatzah gedola shnifritza l'katana. If the chatzah gedola gets into a katana, gedola muteris for katana asura. B'nei shei kapis chashel gedola. V'ilu hishva es gifufeha. What if I had a big? Going into a little. I have a big chatzah like this, going into a little chatzah like this. Right? Big chatzah like this, going into a little tiny chatzah like this. So the big you can get, yes, the little is no. What if I take the two ends of the walls of the little and I breach them and make one chatzah? Two chatzahs, but this is exactly flush now. Then what happens? Right? Ilu hishvetz v'gufeha gedola name asura. They're both asur. So what do you see? What do you see from here? That a mechitza can answer. So what are you talking about? Hamale hasn't filled mechitzasu. You took the mechitzas away. There's no deep mechitzas anymore. You completely took them away. So of course it's answer now. Now there's two chasas next door to each other. They're both flush with each other. Now there's no extra space, no extra thing sticking out because I got rid of that. So of course they're answer. We don't have a raya yet that a mechitza answers. Rashi explains that the reason why the case of the vegetables asers, even though they're 4 arms apart, is because the little chutzner isn't. We said it. The entire little chutzner is viewed as an entranceway. The whole thing is viewed as an entranceway. So you can't put it in the entranceway. So it's aser. It has nothing to do because the mechitza itself doesn't aser. So too, when you have a big chutzner going into a little chutzner, if you remove the walls and make a one big chutzner, two people, two families living on five families living in two chutzners. It asers. Why? Not because the mechitza asers. Because there's no demarcation. Of course it asers. There's no halacha yet. We'll stop here. We'll get to it tomorrow. Where the mechitza itself asers. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.